The topic of this poster presentation is handling of refrigeration, temperature and time during shipping of Ataulfo mango exported from Mexico to the USA by Jorge A. Osuna Garcia from INIFAP, Mexico. Mango shipping from Mexico to the USA is done by trucked refrigerated containers, taking up to 7 days to reach the furthest market. Normally, the refrigeration temperature is over the cold damage threshold, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Because of that, it is hypothesized that it is possible to export mango in a higher ripening stage under relatively warm temperatures without affecting quality and shelf life. The purpose of this assay was to evaluate the effect of temperature and refrigeration time on quality and shelf life of Ataulfo mango fruit intended for exportation from Mexico to the USA. Fruit treated with quarantine hot water treatment of 115 degrees Fahrenheit for 75 minutes and a hydrocooling of 69.8 to 73.4 degrees Fahrenheit for 30 minutes was collected from a packing line in a commercial packing house. Fruit had uniform size, good external appearance, and was free of mechanical damage, pests, and diseases. 10 batches of 35 fruit each were submitted to refrigeration at 53.6, 57.2, or 60.8 degrees Fahrenheit, and 3 shipping simulation times, 3, 5, or 7 days. One of the batches was the control treatment without refrigeration. After completing the respective shipping times, the fruit was kept under simulated market conditions with a temperature of 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit and a variance of 3 degrees, as well as a relative humidity of 75% with a variance of 10% until full ripeness. The variables analyzed were weight loss, peel color, firmness, pulp color, totable soluble solids, tritatable acidity, and ratio of Brix degrees to acidity. Sampling was done before refrigeration, at the end of the refrigeration periods, 1 week after, and at consumption stage. Refrigeration decreased weight loss at the end of the shipping simulations, and slightly at consumption time, figure 1. Refrigeration did not affect external fruit appearance, which was good to fair for all treatments at the end of the shipping simulations, but lower for the control fruit at consumption stage, figure 6. In addition, refrigeration delayed the ripening process and lengthened shelf life since it retarded the peel color development, figure 2, maintained pulp firmness, figure 3, and slowed down the intensity of pulp color, figure 4. However, the control fruit showed a higher ratio of Brix degrees to acidity at consumption stage, figure 5. Refrigeration at 53.6, 57.2, or 60.8 degrees Fahrenheit did not show chilling injury at any sampling time. The simulated shipping times did not affect weight loss, external appearance, or peel color, but they maintained pulp firmness and delayed pulp color, totable soluble solids development, and acidity decline. However, temperature and refrigerated shipping times decreased the ratio of Brix degrees to acidity at consumption stage when compared to control fruit, indicating the best temperature for ripening mango is at 71.6 degrees Fahrenheit with a variance of 3 degrees. In conclusion, Ataulfo mango fruit for exporting from Mexico to the USA can be shipped under relatively warm temperatures, 53.6 to 60.8 degrees Fahrenheit, without affecting quality and shelf life.